No, I'm real tired of well, we don't really have time for the story. I've got a story that will be coming up soon, and it's a really good one. And 877-500-5266. Call now. Now is the time. Just do it. Don't think about anything else. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
All right, don't go away. Lynn's story coming right up here on The Boo, KBOO Portland, a minute before 10 o'clock. You are listening to the exciting Thursday morning programming where we've got Flashpoints at 10:15 with your host, Dennis Bernstein. And then at 11, Between the Covers, Today Sounds Great, David Naiman will welcome Portland novelist Peter Rock. Gotta love that name. And his book Spells, a novel with photographs. It explores the relationship between dreams and waking life, the head and the heart, the living and the dead. That is coming up at 11 this morning. Up next, it is Air Cascadia. Chris Andre is your host with headlines, interviews, and commentary coming right up. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved during this fall membership drive. Call 877-500-KBOO or go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Roxy, located at 1121 Southwest Stark Street in Portland. Breakfast is served any time at this 24-hour diner. Lunch was provided by Stupid Burger, located at 3441 North Vancouver Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97227. Gourmet burgers, hot dogs, and fried fare from a yellow trailer. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy Restaurant, Truck, and Catering with three locations in Portland. Go to tamaleboy.com for more info. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, September 21st, 2017, and we are in the middle of our fall membership drive. Membership drive always is my favorite time in the KBOO year. This membership drive, this one, is probably the most crucial. Look around and see what's going on in the world. Look around at the patterns that we have created. Look at healthcare, something that in the civilized world, in the world that has managed to push ahead somehow into the darkness. People have healthcare. They are provided with some of the basics of life, and I hate to say taken for granted. It should be taken for granted. We can't think of it that way in America because it is so fragile. It is something that we are constantly scrambling for, and it should not be that way, and we all know that. And of course, our justice system is in a shambles. It's one of the cruelest, most vindictive systems in the world. I always tell people that laws are for people who can afford lawyers. If you can't afford a lawyer, there is no justice. People who are impoverished, people who are living on the edge, find themselves not only living on the edge, but living on the edge of a garbage dump because we have no environmental justice. People who are pushed to the fringes of society find themselves living in extremely toxic places. So there is that. Our art, our culture, all of that has seen drastic defunding. We look at this, and we say to ourselves, "Yes, but what are we to do? Well, where do we turn? Well, you know, should we? We don't want to, the people in America don't like the idea of turning to Europe, but right in front of, staring right in front of us, and we have the ultimate model for a society that is nourishing, that is sustaining, that takes everyone's lives into account. And that's First Nations, that's Native American. Native Americans, of course, have been shoved to the absolute rock bottom of the American social structure, and yet their social structures are a model for this nation and, in fact, any other. We're going to be speaking with Mignon today. We're going to be speaking with Mike Meese from the Buffalo Field Campaign. The Field Campaign is here in Portland right now on their annual roadshow, the culmination, the end of another successful year. They'll be right with us in just a moment. Mignon is a musician, and all of us, if you've got a pulse, know the role of music in resistance and revolution. Not in fact, there's no revolution if you don't have a beat, right? If you don't have a heartbeat, if you don't have some kind of beat, where's your revolution? Tell me that. I will speak with him very shortly. We want to just mention too that there are so many ways of getting involved in organizations and efforts that are modeled on First Nations social architecture. This is just one of them. Of course, this past year has seen the ultimate example of this at Standing Rock. The Standing Rock model, of course, has expanded, and there's circles within circles within circles, forever expanding outwards from an action in the name of protecting water. The Western world is increasingly aware that we're running out of water. Funnily enough, at the same time, we're running out of sand. That's another story. We're running out of sand and we're running out of water right now. If that, not only that, of course, we have ghastly climate change indicators slamming people all around the country at the moment, sending climate refugees scattering to the four winds. That said, however, still waiting to get our guests on the line today. We'll be speaking shortly with Mignon. We'll be speaking shortly with Mike Meese, who is one of the co-founders of the Buffalo Field Campaign. For those of you who aren't aware of it, every year after the tourists get finished snapping idiotic selfies of with buffalo, and probably make screaming children going berserk every time one of these poor creatures has to poop or something. After the buffalo have endured a summer of this kind of treatment, and they make it, they, you know, head for lower ground so that they will have pasture for the winter. They don't have pasture for the winter. They have pasture for eternity. They get shot dead. They're slaughtered by the hundreds. And the buffalo are regarded by First Nations not simply as beasts, but as family members. So when buffalo dies, it is the equivalent of the death of a family member, a beloved and respected, highly revered family member. That's the passing is recognized. And that said, let's get some weather today on the note of climate. Right now, I think a lot of people in the Pacific Northwest are expecting that the climate change is going to dish up some extreme weather very soon. We don't know what it's going to be or how extreme its form will take. Nonetheless, if we judge by fires, which in fact are, of course, still burning, huge, 35,000 acres. So these things are enormous. The fire is different from any sorts of fire that we've seen in the past. High Country News has been reporting on this consistently for a while now, the fact that these fires that we're seeing, and this is something mainstream media won't touch because they know that the public is also beginning to get nervous. Public only takes note when it seems like it might be taking a direct hit from the weather in the near future. So, and of course, we are easily stampeded in any direction that the powers that be choose for us will be stampeded. We're currently being stampeded by opiates, which they say call opioids, whereas there are a great many other things that if you want a stampede, I've got a number of different directions I might suggest. Weather today, we have a chance of showers, overcast skies, highs around 63, and tonight we're going to see temperatures in the high 40s. Yes, it's getting crisp out there. You won't see the colors of the leaves changing until we do start to get some lower temperatures, because of course it's the lower temperatures that trigger the change in the colors of the leaves. Soon we can expect to have no change at all. The leaves will simply die, become brown, crinkle up and blow away to join the rest of the dust and debris that we have created for ourselves to live in and to breathe in. For tomorrow, for Friday, there is still a slight chance of showers, mostly early on, and then more of what so many people love is those bright, brassy, sunny skies. Highs near 67, and it's time to go over to the KBOO membership room, where we are going to talk with friends, colleagues, co-volunteers, members of the KBOO team. This really is all this is all teamwork, and a good model for teamwork is permaculture, something I know a little bit about, but the same process that apply to growing a beautiful living green world apply to growing beautiful living green communities. And if there's one thing KBOO is about, it is about community, because that is where our fundamental strength lies. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Team KBOO.
Oh, thank you. This is Ken here. I'm with my friend Lynn. And it again, as Chris mentioned, it's the fall membership drive. If you aren't a KBOO member and you've been listening to us, you like what you hear, maybe you're a new resident in Portland, you've just come in, or you've been here for a few years. I was in the same boat until you finally kind of picked up that phone and called 877-500-5266 and became a member. Or if you're already a member and it's a year later, it's time to renew your membership, again, give us a call at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fn and help make your community a little greener, as Chris mentioned, Lynn.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to not have to think about it every year about renewing your membership, you can become a sustaining member, which we love our sustaining members. You'll learn how to do it when you call 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm, and you can have a small, the amount that you choose, removed from your checking account every month, or credit or debit, and it's extremely painless, and then that will renew every year as long as you want it to. Never a moment longer. 877-500-5266. And we have a special drawing today, don't we, Ken?
Two things I want to mention, and Lynn and I have been talking about this. First of all, it's kind of a crisp, cool, almost fall morning today. So we were talking about the famous KBOO hoodie. You can get that for a sustaining membership of $25 a month. Again, as Lynn said, checking account, credit card, debit card, whatever's most convenient for you. And in addition to that, if you call up, you get your hoodie today, become a sustaining member, or renew your membership, you'll be entered in our daily sweepstakes drawing. And we've been doing this the whole fall membership drive. And we continue today a different place each day.
What is the prize today, Ken?
Oh, Lynn, man, it's incredible.
Today's drawing fulfills your medical and recreational cannabis needs. You'll win a $200 gift certificate from Jane PDX in Portland. Just call. We're doing a new prize every day, but this is today's prize. You don't want to miss it. Call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win.
I got to tell you, Jeff Sessions, our attorney general, was just in town on Tuesday. Jeff, if you're still listening, you can call up and get entered in that drawing. Again, 877-500-5266. Lynn, we have two thank yous, too, real quick here before we go back to our programming and flashpoints. Two Rogers. One Roger with a D, he's renewing in Southeast Portland, and then Roger without the D is renewing in Vancouver.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell my story next time.
Oh, yes. Well, you have to get to
that.
I'm on pins and needles here.
All right.
So let's go back to Flashpoints. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.